Hello, everybody. This is Fahim Jackson, and it's episode 70 of my podcast show, In the Know. In the Know is a short-form podcast show which is aimed at putting people in the know with a variety of topics, using my experiences and viewpoints in life to put people in that know. Now, what is the know? It's using my understanding of the experiences to guide you through the world. The following is an intro speech into the topic of today, and that introduction speech is regarding what I wish I knew before going off to college and how I can help you through this process. As a freshman going into college, I was kind of lost as normal. Now, having two sisters that already went off to college, I was not too lost. But there are students starting on campus that may not be aware of the ways in which college operates. They don't understand how to pick classes, keep themselves safe in an unfamiliar environment, or even dealing with your professors. And one might not think it's much going on, but there are things going on. Things that are personal that go beyond academics, which aid in getting you through college. What about college life I wish I knew before going off to school? Orientation. This is the university's way of getting students a little acclimated to the campus. Some students were not able to visit on their own accord, so this will guide them a little more. Even during orientation, the university will help in you putting your schedule together. Now me, I did not attend my orientation for college. I just came onto campus and started attending my classes after making my schedule. Did I wish I had taken orientation? No. My experience in getting through college was not difficult for me. Not only did I have two sisters who were also college students in the past, but I did enough research to make the decision myself. So there's not much I can tell you, but I would strongly encourage you to take some orientation yourself. Picking your schedule. Once you get onto the campus, you're going to have to pick the college schedule that you're going to have for this semester. Now, whatever major you want to go for, you're going to have to take prerequisite courses. These are the classes you must get passing grades for in order to achieve the higher level courses. And not being able to pass these classes, you won't be able to move on to your major courses. Also, don't just pick classes that you like because you will have a bunch of credits in courses you don't even need. If you do, you'll have a load of credits for courses that will also put a financial strain on your college balance after you're done. Professor relationship. When you start to go to college, you need to become closer with your educators because your grade truly depends on not only the work, but how you're able to communicate with your professors, the current situation of your grades. You should also know that having a relationship with the professors means that you're making yourself known in the class. But when you're in the class, be the student that likes to volunteer in the classroom. If you're a freshman, this puts you in a position that most your age won't be doing. And sometimes having questions about the course right after course to boost your credibility in whatever you're taking. Circle of friends. When you get to college, the friendships that you make can last a lifetime. These are more of the people who you potentially know even longer than high school. Because in high school, your parents choose this as educational environment. So the relationships you build are at times by circumstance. But since you choose the college you attend, that means the friends you make could last longer. Now, the first person you usually meet is your roommate. This is not a guaranteed friendship. It's just the person you're placed in the room with. Universities do have you fill out a questionnaire This way you can somewhat be put in rooms with people you like. It cuts down on problems. So where else do you meet good circles? One place is in class. You come together and have class projects where you make friends from the course. But the big way in which people make friends is by attending college parties. Parties are the biggest social events where you come in contact with friends. But whoever you choose says a lot, so choose wisely. Friends are reflections of who you are. Dating. I didn't have a girlfriend in college, but there are a lot of people who are in relationships. And the advice I would give to someone is be mindful when coming from high school into a relationship, because the vast majority of them never last, since most people attend separate universities. But for this topic, let's assume that you find someone to date and the person is on campus. Then you may want to know a few things. Know that the person wants a relationship, because being 19 years old or 20 is risky, since college students love to be free and unattached, so there's a higher risk of infidelity. That's why so many want to start something after college. We're also in a digital age. The ability to focus on one person is hard for so many college students. So set up some rules early on before you engage. Safety on campus. When you're moving about the campus, you want to make sure that you're careful. Because yes, they have these phones on campus for you to contact the police, but they won't get there in time. So moving through campus at night can also be a reason to keep your eyes and ears open, especially when you live in an urban environment. My college campus was rural, but there are still issues that can arise if you are not careful. Now granted, a lot of information is for young women. The reason is this is geared toward women is because of high levels of sexual assault at this time in their lives. Yes, the men typically are dealing with being robbed, but it is not like being a young woman. When I also speak of safety, you're hanging in people's campus dorm rooms, which can also be a problem as well. Make sure you're aware of your surroundings, even inside of the buildings. So anytime you move about, have fun in college, but take the appropriate precautions. Greek organizations. This is yet another activity that I did not take part in during college. But if you're going to go Greek, then my advice would be for you to first attend the university for the first year, then go from there. Because the year will give you an opportunity to figure out the names of organizations on campus, then you find out where you fit. Junior or senior year is perfect overall, just because you now have a major in place. And you're an upperclassman. This goes to show that you're working on something that will look good to the organization's credibility. Now, there are a few ways in which you can join. There is the traditional method, which is pledging and working to be a member. You can get in through a graduate school, which is less stressful. Then you can get around this by just paying out of your pocket. So find out what you want, what organization fits you, and if it's worth the push to be a member. Meal plans. During the course of the semester, you're able to eat on campus at the cafeteria at a reduced fee when you're living on campus. And the reason I say on campus is that the school wants to encourage students to live there. But for the ones off campus, you have to pay full price. Also, some meal plans are unlimited, but watch the ones that give you a balance. And the reason for this is that you will start to run out of money and can't feed yourself. This is fine if the food runs out in the last week of school. But when you're eating through your meal plan, like I did in half the semester, you find yourself adding money you don't have to spend. So be very conservative when given a certain amount of money. But, and there is a but, the school I went to was a commuter school, which means most students live off campus. So there was a reason for a meal plan set up as well. Recreation centers. Getting exercise in is a great way to burn some time. You also want to keep yourself going throughout the semester. You are young and should be practicing fitness so that it becomes a routine once college is over. Otherwise, it is too easy to let yourself go. This is a place where you may also run into the student athletes on scholarship. Now, if you attend a bigger university, they have their own facilities at times. You have coaches who may have offices in this building and locker rooms with showers for you to freshen up when finished working out. The trainer's office is open, but this is usually for the athletes, so they're pretty busy. Intramural sports. These are the sports that you can join that any student can be a part of on campus. Basketball is a very big sport and can have a tendency to attract a lot of people. I've seen games that rival some of the other sports on campus with students on scholarship. You can grab a few of your buddies, figure out when seasons start for sports, then put your team together. It's a chance to show off your skills as an amateur in college. Walk-on tryouts. Here's something that if you are up to the challenge, you should try, and that is trying out for a team at the collegiate level. Now, the tough part is that college universities only give out so much money each year. They have to allow students an opportunity to try out. And what's good is that you would be surprised how many universities have found talent from random students on campus. Don't give your hopes up. Once again, it's tough. But you may luck up and get yourself a sports scholarship to help pay for school. The end statement. Why we have to learn the rules and regulations of moving around on a college campus. When I first went off to college, I went to an out-of-state school. I wasn't too scared because my two sisters went before I did. Now, on the other hand, when I went out of state, I didn't know anyone. And after the first semester, I ended up transferring back home. It was good because a lot of things steamrolled to my current location of New York City. Who knows what direction I would have taken had I have stayed. But I'll tell you to choose wisely, since for the most, this will be your permanent school. Reason being is that if you leave, you stand a chance of losing credits. So hopefully, you've already had a sibling or parent go off to college. But if you are the first generation college student in your family, then listen to this and listen good. Because what I have told you can go a long way. Thanks for listening to In the Know. And can't wait to bring the next episode where we talk about open up the possibility of having your child homeschooled.